Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. If you are hearing this poem, you are fine. You are okay. Nothing is wrong with you. You are perfect. If a tree falls in the forest, if no one else, a poet will be there to catch it, gathering the gift of its leaves to write these words again, sharpen its branches to make spears, to make arrows, to make war again, to lift up another martyr, to crash it down again. Poets, move another. No longer should we be allowed to speak to another poet unless we have answered the questions what, where, who have you helped today. No longer can we use the metaphor of our blood and ink unless we bleed for another. No longer can we use paper for our words unless it is recycled. The reason is in my son's name. His name is Oren. It's Hebrew. Look it up. If you are reading this poem, you are fine. You are okay. Nothing is wrong with you. You are perfect. Right now, there are plans for another flag on January 30th. The one that has too many memories. Deals gone bad. A handshake from an infidel means nothing. Right now, a soldier, still my brother too, shakes too much. This is not right. Sarge, too many. What is she carrying? She doesn't care. Halt! Who goes there? Halt! Identify yourself! Identify yourself! Yes, right now, a Palestinian boy, 13 years full of rage, sees the red, black, green, and an old book of full of dead poems as freedom, wears a vest of sunlight, waiting till Allah tells him to shine. If you want to support our troops, do not place a magnetic yellow ribbon on the vehicle that drove them to war. These are your brothers and sisters too. Do not insult them. Do not be scared if you are Muslim. Do not be scared if you are Jewish. Be concerned if you are Christian. There's a right-wing fundamentalist freak in charge and he's making you look very bad. Yes, I know Jesus loved me. An old book of dead poems told me so. If you are feeling this poem, if you are feeling anything right now, you are fine. You are okay. Nothing is wrong with you. You are perfect. My sister-in-law, she is the strongest person I know, struggles with her breaths and never complains and has a hard time keeping her head up, and my brother sometimes finds her in her chair, her permanent fixture. She knows only of time because it is the only thing that stays with and takes from her as it sees, feels, hears, fit. You are Sarai and Hashem, Muhammad and Allah. You are Yeshua and Adonai, Buddha, Buddha, Buddha. Because this old dead poem has told you so. Tonight, I pray, the Muslim boy in Phuket, the one I fished with all day, he taught me to make a net out of nothing, who learned how to skip seashells. This was our trade. I pray he listened to the animals, ran away from the vibration, listened, watched, and felt enough to live with nothing wrong, everything fine, live life perfect, that he was caught in the arms of Allah's light, because tonight I'm trying to listen to hear my own words, so one day, if my son falls in the forest, and he will, I will be there to catch him.